we're happy to start 2018 in a positive fashion. We recognise now there's a lot of things we have to improve on and learn from the game, but we're happy to go out there and get a victory and start the new year off in a good note.
Yeah, and on the evidence of tonight, you guys have put on a lot of work over the last number of weeks, and that was proved tonight because you were on it from early on.
Yeah, look, since we got back in with Declan and the boys at the start of December, we've been doing a few nights a week in the gym and a few nights in the pitch, and we put in a lot of hard work in before the Christmas break. A lot of the boys came back in good shape and they looked after themselves, and you know, that showed well tonight, and we'll be looking to build on that now coming towards Sunday.
Yeah, and I suppose the opening quarters were leading by 1-5 to no score, and really, is it all the damage done at that stage, did you think?
Yeah, we started off brightly. We got a good goal. Michael Langham's kicking some lovely scores, and a few other boys chipped in with one or two, and then we're probably disappointed with the next 5 or 10 minutes leading up to half time. We let Queens back in with a score or two, and we failed to convert a lot of chances ourselves. So we looked at that at half time, and we improved, probably came out, but the game kind of died as a competition moving into the final quarter, and I suppose you can't take too much from that bit of the game.
Michael Langham was named as man of the match. You mentioned him there. Fine performance by him today, particularly in that first half.
Yeah, look, Michael Langham's a fantastic footballer. You know, he won Ulster Under 21 Player of the Year last year. He had a big year for the 21s, and he played some big games for the seniors last year. He's a footballer we're all looking forward to, and if he puts his head to it now in the next few weeks, he can be a star for the Donegal team.
Yeah, and it was a good lively start by other players as well. The likes of Jamie Brennan and Cian Mulligan in particular in the second half done well.
Look, Jamie's working hard, Cian's working hard. They got opened up for a few goal chances we'd be disappointed not to take, but they're showing lively, and it's good now to have the competitive aspect in the squad.
From your own point of view, how proud is it to be captain of Donegal?
Aye, look, listen, any day you get the captain your county at any level is a proud day. Look, it's a proud day for myself, my family and my club, but recognise now it's only early in the year, and I'll concentrate my own performance, and hopefully that takes me far enough into the rest of the year.
What about working with the new man in the middle of the park, Nathan Mullins, and the squad, and he's played the opening half together, so he's did?
Yeah, look, I suppose now I've been working, training with Nathan for the last few weeks, and he's an excellent fella. He's a massive addition to the Donegal squad. His professionalism, his appetite to work, and his attitude really stands to him. You know, he's one of the stars of the Dublin Club Championship last year, and he was recognised for that there. But we had an enjoyable partnership tonight, and hopefully now we can work together, and there'll be a few of us battling out for a few midfield positions the next few weeks.
Yeah, next up now is a trip now to Clonus on Sunday against Monaghan.
A trip to Clonus, look, we know what we're going to get. We're going to go down to Monaghan. Over the last few years we've had some titanic battles with them, and you know, even though it's only the McKenna Cup, we'll be going hard at it now on Sunday, looking to learn from it. I don't know what squad they had out tonight against Fermanagh, but I'm sure there'll be plenty of good footballers, and it'll be a competitive game.
Okay, listen, well done tonight in the one.
Thank you very much.